in the limelight.
As for the United Nations, Yemen cannot contain the coronavirus pandemic unless the world body stops supporting Saudi Arabia with tacit consent. Yemen needs more than just statements and emergency food aid appeals. United Nations statements need to be followed with action, and medical aid has to reach the Yemenis now. This entire war has gone by without a resolution at the United Nations Security Council against the Saudi-led coalition's atrocities, and the only resolution banned supply of weapons to the poor and defenseless Yemenis. In fact, the worst opposite has happened, as Saudi Arabia's depleted stores of munitions have been hastily replenished by permanent members of the UN Security Council, such as France, Britain, and the United States of America. These past months, despite the global pandemic, they have continued to supply Saudi Arabia with arms. We now present you an interesting article which has appeared on the front page of the English language website of Fast News Agency under the heading COVID-19 deaths soar in Yemen. What now? Please stay with us for more. While COVID-19 arrived in Yemen somewhat late, it is as bad as many had feared. Doctors Without Borders, or Médecins Sans Frontières, says many are getting sick, the death rates are high, and people are dying alarmingly fast. There are many reasons this could be. War-torn Yemenis are in poor health, to start with, from chronic malnutrition, and when they get sick, hospitals don't have the equipment, the gear, to treat them properly. Amid the pandemic, don't expect the United Nations agencies to launch an emergency medical aid appeal, claiming they want to avert a humanitarian catastrophe in war-torn Yemen. That country has been under siege by the United States and Saudi Arabia for more than 5 years now, whilst the UN continues to publish pathetic statements. Be that as it may, the criminal hordes prevent any delivery of food and basic supplies to Yemen, let alone emergency medical assistance. As well, it's a waste of time for Doctors Without Borders to issue a joint statement with the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the World Food Programme, WFP, that says more than two-thirds of Yemenis are struggling to feed themselves, under an incessant barrage of bombs being dropped by US-backed Saudi warplanes. As previously, the regime changers and aggressors will never allow any emergency food or emergency medical supplies to reach Yemen. To verify that, US President Donald Trump says he has every intention to make the situation worse. All signs are that Yemen is in for a more suffering at Donald Trump's hands. His War Department has designated Yemen as a formal battlefield in the bogus war on terrorism, which allows for an intensified pace of drone operations in Yemen. As the illegal war grinds on and civilian casualties mount, the Trump administration must answer for its support of the Saudi Arabia's campaign at the United Nations, which is prolonging the conflict. Even if Saudi Arabia balks at ending its airstrike, it cannot keep up the war without America's weaponry, intelligence, and logistical help. The Trump administration can stop this bloodshed amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As for the United Nations, Yemen cannot contain the coronavirus pandemic unless the world body stops supporting Saudi Arabia with tacit consent. Yemen needs much more than joint statements and emergency food aid appeals. UN statements need to be followed up with action, and medical aid has to reach the Yemeni people right now. This entire war has gone without a resolution at the UN Security Council against the Saudi-led coalition's atrocities, and the only resolution bans supply of weaponry to the poor and defenseless Yemeni people. In fact, the worst opposite has happened as Saudi Arabia's depleted stores of munitions have been hastily replenished by permanent members of the UN Security Council, that is, France, Britain, and the United States of America. These past months, despite the global pandemic, they have continued to supply Saudi Arabia with arms. The Yemeni people are susceptible to developing strong COVID-19 symptoms due to malnourishment. The United Nations predicts soon over 17 million Yemenis will be dealing with acute food insecurity, which is more than half of the country's 28 million population. Yemen is also gripped by a cholera epidemic that is exacerbated by the country's rainy season, which starts in the spring and lasts throughout the summer. In the midst of the pandemic, the United Nations has made major cuts to aid in Yemen. About 75% of UN programs in the country have ended or reduced operations. The World Food Programme, WFP, has also halved its food rations going into the country. Both Britain and the United States are also complicit in these crimes because they supply Saudi Arabia with munitions that are used in Yemen. The coronavirus outbreak should be more than enough for the United Nations Council and other human rights groups to seize the opportunity and call for Britain and the United States to stop arming Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and other members of Saudi Arabia's so-called coalition. The coalition members are committing war crimes in Yemen, and yet the West continues to sell them state-of-the-art weaponry. The warmongers are required under international law to consider the United Nations warning and take reports of international humanitarian law violations very seriously and adhere to international humanitarian law. After all, they keep claiming that they're a world leader in human rights, and they also admit that Saudi Arabia and its rogue partners are breaching humanitarian laws in Yemen. Then how could they justify their direct aid and assistance to an actor notorious for its violations of human rights and humanitarian laws? At any rate, the new Saudi-led airstrikes amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity in Yemen, as the illegal offensive has no international legitimacy. The British government makes no secret of its support for the war in Yemen, nor that it is providing help in terms of intelligence and logistics. This makes them complicit in Saudi war crimes in Yemen. The United States is also coordinating closely with its partners in military action. Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch have both argued that the majority of human rights violations and civilian deaths in the Yemen conflict have been committed by the Saudi-led coalition, the side receiving support from the United States of America. This means the United States of America itself is complicit in Saudi war crimes in Yemen. The warmongers have turned Yemen into a disaster zone, encouraging the fragmentation of the whole country. In the process, they aid and abet the growth of terrorism in Yemen. Caught in a depressing scenario, the Saudis have been just sustaining greater and greater defeats, especially in the last 2 years. The Saudi and the United Arab Emirates-backed militants in the south of Yemen have found such a wide rift amongst themselves that at times call for ceasefire with the North to open a war front against each other. Several Saudi army brigades of Sudanese mercenaries have been destroyed in two Ansar Allah operations in the past year or so, and a practically bankrupt Riyadh has sustained billions of dollars of damage in the Yemeni army and Ansar Allah attacks on their oil pipelines and oil facilities. The Saudi rulers have long been witnessing growing damage to their reputation and cannot accept this very reality that their only way out of this war goes through humiliation. Hence, their last objective seems to be continuing crimes against the Yemeni population until a pandemic of COVID-19 and other grave diseases spread across all of Yemen to ruin the population, and meantime give Riyadh a chance to claim a humanitarian end to this war. This is an open crime against humanity, but more surprising is the lack of meaningful action on the part of the United Nations and other international bodies. Just as importantly, though, the poor people of Yemen should realize that no one is going to help them if they don't help themselves. America's aggression, which began with Barack Obama, has continued under Donald Trump and will be extended to the next administration. Washington has flat out gone mad in its delusional self-righteousness and ridiculous claims that the illegal blockade and wanton destruction inflicted on Yemen are justified. The best way to not feel hopeless is for the Yemeni people to unite and stand up against the aggressors and to defend their country. They should never wait for help from the UN Security Council. The Security Council will never put pressure on Riyadh to end the war because the United States and its greed for more business. As long as American drones and American bombs are involved in the dirty war in Yemen, more lives will be lost amid the pandemic. It's not just about weaponry, it's about the US fueling Saudi war crimes without demanding that they demonstrate a serious commitment to preventing civilian casualties in Yemen. The United Nations has repeatedly said the Saudis are responsible for 2/3 of civilian casualties in Yemen. It has documented Saudi attacks on civilian areas, including on hospitals, schools, refugee camps, markets, and homes. No doubt, multiple parties are colluding to worsen the pandemic and starve the Yemeni people into submission, including the United States and its allies. Any measure taken at the United Nations must take the form of a binding resolution of disapproval that would force the warmongers to end their war and allow the delivery of food and medicine to the long-suffering Yemeni people.